Grass for His Pillow. Written by Leon Hearn and read by Tamlin Lord and Anna Steen.
Men die easily. Kada's voice was flat. From the prick of a needle, the thrust of a knife. You taught me that.
But you are yet to use those skills, I hope, Shizuka replied. Though you fought well at Inuyama, Takeo owes his life to you.
Kaede was silent for a moment. Then she said in a low voice, I did more than fight with the sword. You do not know all of it. Shizuka stared at her.
What are you telling me? That it was you who killed Ida? She whispered.
Kaede nodded. Takeo took his head, but he was already dead. I did what you told me. He was going to rape me. Shizuka grasped her hands.
Never let anyone know that. Not one of these warriors, not even Arai, would let you live.
I feel no guilt or remorse, Kaede said. I never did a less shameful deed. Not only did I protect myself, but the deaths of many were avenged. Lord Shigeru, my kinswoman, Lady Maruyama, and her daughter, and all the other innocent people whom Ida tortured and murdered.
Nevertheless, if this became generally known, you would be punished for it. Men would think the world turned upside down if women start taking up arms and seeking revenge.
My world is already turned upside down, Kaede said.
Still, I must go and see Lord Arai. Bring me...
She broke off and laughed.
I was going to say, bring me some clothes. But I have none. I have nothing. You have a horse,
Shizuka replied.
Takeo left the grey for you.
He left me Raku? Kaede smiled, a true smile that illuminated her face. She stared into the distance, her eyes dark and thoughtful.
Lady?
Shizuka touched her on the shoulder. Comb out my hair and send a message to Lord Arai to say I will visit him directly. It was almost completely dark by the time they left the women's rooms and went towards the main guest rooms where Arai and his men were staying. Lights gleamed from the temple, and further up the slope, beneath the trees, men stood with flaring torches round Lord Shigeru's grave. Even at this hour, people came to visit it, bringing incense and offerings, placing lamps and candles on the ground around the stone, seeking the help of the dead man, who every day became more of a god to them.